You know, long ago and far away, special effects in the movies were once really special. In fact, most special effects were the genius of visual effects creator, writer, and producer Ray Harryhausen, who's died at age 92. His legacy includes the special effects classics such as Clash of the Titans, Sinbad, Eye of the Tiger, Jason and the Argonauts. His influence on the movie industry is so spectacular and far-reaching that George Lucas stated in tribute, "Without Ray Harryhausen, there would likely have been no Star Wars." Tony Dalton joins us. He's the author of Ray Harryhausen, An Animated Life. Tony, welcome.
Hi there.
I mean, this is someone who dreamed that the movies could be far more than even they were at the time he started. What kinds of experiments became our definition of what a dinosaur looks like?
Well, Ray's dinosaurs were all based on an artist called Charles Knight, whom Willis O'Brien, who had created and animated King Kong in 1933, which of course was the catalyst for Ray to become an animator. So those were all Ray's dinosaurs that featured in all his movies, and early experiments were based on Charles Knight.
And in terms of what the movies could do, where he could take audiences, what do you think is the core of Ray Harryhausen's genius?
Oh, the core. Oh, that's always very difficult. I think his imagination, basically, is extraordinary. Even O'Brien, Willis O'Brien, didn't have Ray's imagination in quite the same way. And Ray sort of, dinosaurs were the founding block, if you like, of three-dimensional model animation, which is what Ray was all about. But Ray went on. He could see the possibilities of living skeletons in Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, cyclops, dragons, everything else, basically, centaurs, everything. He could see that he could do that and bring it to life. And it was not just that. It was actually the style that Ray did it in, the wonderful flexibility, the wonderful fluid animation that Ray was able to put on the screen and combine with live actors.
And here's the tribute from another stylist, film director Tim Burton, on the impact of Ray Harryhausen.
Even before I knew names of actors or directors, I knew his name. And there was something, it's just what you're saying, the tactile. You felt like you could feel fingerprints on it. And that's why I love stop motion. For me, it's still a beautiful art form. And, you know, for certain projects, I think in the case of, like, Nightmare and Corpse Bride and Frankenweenie, it was the right medium for the right project.
Stop motion, still alive and well today, and so much of it based on the work of Ray Harryhausen. Tony Dalton, I can still remember that Cyclops and still gives me chills.
It does me too. I think it did Ray, actually. I once said to Ray, "Why does the Cyclops hold his arms back, you know, the elbows back?" And Ray said, "Well, it looks good, but also the main reason was that I didn't know what to do with the arms."
It looks good. It looks good. It's a Cyclops, you idiot. I love that. I mean, he's making it up as he goes along. Do you think the digital special effects of today have eliminated all that, have made us unable to really look at those old images?
No, I hope not. I was a friend of Ray for 40 years, but I sincerely hope that his work will live on. And I think eventually people will see that special effects aren't special in the same way as they were when Ray was actually animating, or Willis O'Brien for that matter, or people like Jim Danforth and Randy Cook, all great animators. And I think they will come back in perhaps a different way. CG, as Ray always said, is another tool.
Tribute to Ray Harryhausen, who died at age 92. Tony Dalton, author of Ray Harryhausen, An Animated Life. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.